It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
I got to talk to Buzzmore during the commercial breaks.
Yeah. No, don't.
I swear to God. You're
Let's make him
this.
Feel like an outsider.
I'm going to, you know, he just springs this on me at the last second.
That's right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. That is the
face
number to
the
call.
Wall, Buzz, please.
You can AOL instant message us at Mike O, WJFK. Also go to WJFK.com, click on Mike, download the podcast, post your thoughts, and you can email the show, too. Click coming Mike. Soon, MikeO'MaraShow.com. We urge sure. you to check that out. So, Buzz, yes. we got the Hollywood hot sheet coming up here.
Yes.
But Buzz is just... mentioning in passing, we're talking about TV. We're just shooting the S here.
Right, right.
And he says, I went to this new restaurant over the weekend. I'm like, oh, yeah. Did you have a good time? How was it? Like, well, it's not new. It's a, you know, and he gives his answer to, how was it? It was okay.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good.
I would say that's probably 80% of your answers on something that would be, well, it's okay.
I'm not going to tell you it's fine. The best I've ever had because it wasn't, but it didn't fine. Suck either. So it was somewhere in the middle.
But at the very end, what in the name of God, and I mean God,
peace be with you.
What were you talking about? What happened?
Going to dinner with friends at an Italian chain restaurant. There's a location in Gaithersburg now. It's called Buca, if anybody's heard of it. And they had a spinning Pope head.
Buca!
He's so good.
There was a dining table with a Lazy Susan in the middle of it and what appeared to be the bust of Pope Benedict under glass in the middle that could rotate.
Really?
I guess so.
But not as a joke.
No, I think it was very serious. Very
was this like
Italian-oriented?
A celebration of some like First Communion?
That's
or something
right.
Like
you
that?
Could dine with the Pope that way, I
Did
guess.
Did you resist the urge to maybe just burst through the door and
I
hop in there?
I wanted to go in that dining room and give it a spin.
He told me about this morning on IM, and I really thought he was just whacked out of his mind on pie.
Well, that's true.
Oh, well, you know, what were you doing all the way up there, too? Seeing friends
that's
or
the,
something?
That's the, yeah, that's the only location that was handy.
Oh, really? So you just wanted to go to this particular place?
Mm-hmm. There's also one in Venice.
It's a long way to drive for a restaurant.
It is.
But it was okay.
It was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine?
Just fine.
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 Anything else? What else did you do on the weekend, Buzz? Because now I'm realizing perhaps this is a whole segment of the show that I'm ignoring here.
Trimmed a lot of bush.
Oh, dear.
A lot of landscaping work.
You didn't go to any festivals or anything like that?
Not this time.
It's a beautiful weekend to do that.
I had my own festival.
You do anything besides get drunk with CK?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to say happy birthday to my nephew, Baby Dylan. He had his first birthday.
Oh,
awesome.
Isn't that
hey, one.
What an awesome kid.
I was partying with Billy Bush.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Are you ready?
No, before I do that, I just wanted to mention very briefly, because I won't talk about this tomorrow if I don't talk about it today. Went up to the the Apple Blossom Festival.
Yeah.
I really, you know, we've mentioned this on the show. When I'm the part-time dad, I have that appearance, as we all did, on Saturday. And thanks to everybody that came out to L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant.
The girls had a great time.
It was fantastic. But because of that, that takes a big chunk of our Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't have a chance to see my kids on Saturday until later on at night. And then I was tired after drinking 17 yards of beer. Mm-hmm. Very frustrating. So on Sunday, I wake up and... we were going to go to a movie, but it was absolutely spectacular outside.
Gorgeous day.
And I don't like to do things like that. If it's a gorgeous day, I want to take. And I just had a hunch something had to be going. It's that first weekend in May. There's always. In fact, we've complained about it in years past that we get like triple booked for something because everybody has their event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm combing through the paper and I'm saying there's got to be something in something besides a fun run because I don't like fun runs. I don't like
no race for hope.
Not fun for you.
Because I always end up having to cheat. It's always very
very
sick.
That's not fun.
Yeah, and it's not fun at all when you cheat.
It's
even more not fun when you get caught.
That's right.
It's a very big drag.
It's a sad walk.
Suddenly, though, the light bulb.
Ah.
I remembered it, and I see it on some website. It's the Apple Blossom Festival.
Ah.
And it's an outdoor thing. And I said, I wanted to go to some festival, some place where they had stuff going on outside.
Makes sense.
So we drove out to Winchester, Virginia, and it was a lot of fun. Got a chance to get out there and see all the apples. No, there really weren't. It's the Apple Blossom.
Winchester is closer than it used to be, right?
It's it was a flat hour from where I live.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
So it's in Ohio.
It was a bit of a jog to get out there, but when we got out there, it was something like a day in the park. They didn't have the parade. You know, I love me the parade.
The parade was yesterday, right?
Yeah, the parade was yesterday, but they had the walk in the park and they have carnival rides set up and all that we really ended up doing, seriously.
Did you ride any rides?
There, no. No, the really was
too short.
It was a craft fair, is what it was.
Mainly, they are.
It was the craft fair, and it had little booths set up for like
pottery.
You could get a bandana for your dog and things like this.
Dream catchers.
But what they had a lot of, they had dream catchers.
Dream catchers sell big in Winchester.
Mailbox mittens, you know, all this crap that you want.
Cozy.
But they had the food. They had the carny food.
Love it.
And we were real, real excited. And
it's good for you,
Daddy.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Daddy ended up setting the record. It was a lot of fun. Let me see if I can go through it right
now. Please do.
Okay. And I also want to say, maybe later this week, the back feels a lot better.
Good.
And I got to get on some sort of program with somebody to help me out. I talked to our acupuncturist the other day about finding me maybe. I hesitate to even say it.
You know,
somebody
Mike,
who can help me out with that.
Take it from me. Once you lose the weight, you feel better. Look at me.
Look at Rob.
Yeah.
I have never felt better.
Fat.
Yeah, I really have
those
to
were
do
my
something.
Kids.
But I wasn't doing anything on Sunday because let me see if I can keep track of it. There
Please,
was
count it down for us.
When we got there, we ordered an Italian steak and cheese. That we took a bite of and determined we really wanted a regular steak and cheese, and we didn't like all the tomato sauce. So
it's
that
sloppy.
That was only one bite.
How much?
One bite. Maybe two.
One or two.
No,
bites.
How much did it cost?
$7
each. That would have been my guess.
$7, $14 for the two sandwiches.
Right.
So immediately we switched over to the hamburgers.
Yeah.
They had the big, thick carnival style hamburgers.
Juicy fat burgers.
And you know, it's the kind of environment where you you're walking around. And you're pacing where you buy your food.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the vendors that are inside. Mm-hmm. So it took a bit of doing as
good,
we did that.
A good carnival setup, they will actually set them up in some sort of order.
Yeah, well, there were. And then there was the hamburger that I had, and then we got what are called ribbon fries. Ribbon fries are, they take the potato, they put it on a machine, and it spins, and then it cuts that, and then they just dip it.
Then they just dip it into a vat of oil.
So it's a very one long French fry.
It's so greasy.
Did you like it, Charlie?
It was good. I got allergies.
I know, Charlie. I'm sorry to ask you a question.
So they give you this paper plate with this massive amount of ribbon fries on it.
How long before the plate becomes transparent?
And I take the salt. And it's the salt shaker that I keep in my home. You know, that tin one that's the big fat one that you just dump it on. You see him at Subway all the time.
I have one, actually.
So I dump this on there, and there's so much salt.
On the ribbon fries?
My kids, meanwhile, are eating their corn dogs, just sitting on the side.
Are they laughing at Daddy?
And they're looking at, look at Daddy with his big plate of fries. Carla's nibbling on her burger, and I've commandeered the ribbon fries. So that's it. The family, Carla and the kids, they are done eating for the day.
They're done.
Daddy just had.
Daddy's not done.
I'm guessing sweet tooth.
No, here's the frustration. I was still ready for salty.
Yes.
We're walking around and they're full. They're set, but I felt unsatisfied.
You were peckish.
I felt unsatisfied until I saw what appeared to be. I didn't like the carny food. I was hoping for maybe some local mom and pop kind of vendors.
And after the three stabs at the carny food, you decided this isn't for me.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Although I ate it, I didn't want to. Over in the corner, they had the lady that kind of a mom and pop elderly grandmotherly lady that's sitting in the corner.
Smoothies?
And they were they were selling pulled pork sandwiches.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Sorry, heard that.
Hard to pass that up.
The pulled pork sandwich.
Small portion, large portion.
A sandwich. It was just a regular sandwich with a side of coleslaw to put on the sandwich.
Oh, a little coleslaw. Let me make a note of that.
Dings and farts.
I'm hungry.
A side of coleslaw and also a side of potato salad.
Well, sure.
Was the sauce on that? Was it a tomato-based or a vinegar-based sauce?
I'm sweating right now talking about
it. Rightly so.
And then I wrapped it up because, really, it's always nice to have the Asian community represented at the carnival. And I wrapped up my stay with a little bit of lo mein.
Really?
And that is really where I actually went over the top and got the dirty look from Carla. Like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And I just had that, you know, it was kind of crisp outside. It was clear. It was beautiful. And I had a little Jones for food.
And
so
at
I
least you skipped dessert.
I did. Not exactly.
Oh.
Not exactly.
What did you have?
I had a dip cone. A dip cone a little bit later on.
Like a soft serve?
A little soft serve. Yeah, thing.
All right, for those of you scoring at home, that's a couple of bites of a cheesesteak, a burger, some ribbon fries, some pulled pork with potato salad and coleslaw, a little lo mein, and a dip cone.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed everybody out at the fair, too. It was a lot of fun. Excuse me.
Great people.
I think some of it was coming up there.
Hungry people.
Let's talk to Susan in Springfield. Susan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, first of all, I want to tell you I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You want some ribbon fries?
I'd love some.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I was just calling because I heard Buzz say about that place with the creepy Pope's head. There's actually, if you want to go back, there's another one in D.C. because I went there like a year ago or two, and I was like, what's going on with the Pope's head in the middle of the table? But anyway.
Well, I mean, did you find out? I mean, Buzz was afraid. He didn't want to get rolled by, like, the First Communion kids.
Did
so.
He give it a spin?
Yeah. We sat at the table with the Pope's head because it was a big birthday party.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah,
so you can you get the Pope's head at any birthday party that you want?
I was just an invited guest. I didn't make the plans. But, no, right. I think the Pope's head was only at that one main table.
One table per restaurant.
It must be like a trademark or some sort of, you know, something they put in every restaurant.
It's a Pope head in every location.
Exactly.
We must get it for the studio. We truly must. Let's go to Vin. Vin, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm from Winchester, Virginia.
Oh, Winchester, home of the Apple Blossom Festival.
That's right. I was at the lovely craft show yesterday. I wanted to know if you had a chance to try the deep-fried Oreo cookies.
Walked by it. We
Good
did not
for
do
you.
That. Because that was right after I had the pulled pork sandwich.
This is a mistake.
Really?
These things.
Tell me, Rob.
Are sex.
Really? Sex. Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Deep fried Oreo cookies.
Oh, my God. I got them at King's Dominion last year, and they were right out of the fryer, and it was all I could do. I was balancing, burning my tongue against tasting another one because they were so hot.
I've seen them. That's the new rage. I've seen the deep fried Twinkie. They have the deep fried Twinkie in
that's
the carnivals,
too. But this, the cookie converts to almost like a fudge-like consistency.
Did they have a Pope's head?
Nothing under glass.
Well,
no,
then.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think. You know, I didn't have a dip cone. Hold on, Buzz. What did I have? Hold
Revise on. Your list at home.
Well, I mean, this is all, like, during the middle of the day.
Scratch the dip
cone.
You had something sweet, though.
I cooked steaks. Later in the day, I swear to God, I went to Costco and I cooked. That sounded so elitist. Yes, come to Costco and have the steaks. I cooked steaks for everybody, but in between... Oh, I know what I...
Funnel cake?
No.
What?
No, because we didn't have any sweets at that point.
Oh.
We drove home, and then it was... I had to take Catherine to confirmation class.
Right.
And I have to wait an hour and a half as she's sitting in the class.
Oh, my.
I don't go into the church.
So you
know,
how do
I don't
you fill
wanna,
the time?
I went to Costco and did my grocery shopping, and then I was still early.
Uh-huh.
And so
you still had time
I
to kill.
I swear to God.
Yes? What did you have?
Write it down.
I went to Arby's.
Arby's. All right, wait. John wants to talk about this idiot.
So you went to Arby's?
I didn't get a sandwich. I got a vanilla, a small vanilla shake.
Oh, a shake?
That's good.
Okay, I
swear to God, I'm about to have a child today. I feel like I'm going to have birth. Give birth.
Give birth to a phlegm child?
Let's go to John in California. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, I know I'm fat. If you say I'm fat, I already know, okay? I know it. I'll scream it.
Everybody Listen. Say it. I am fat.
Hi, Mike.
What can we do for you, John?
Hi, Mike. I've been a listener since day one.
Thank you. Very good. I'm glad to hear it, John.
This is the funniest show ever.
Oh, thank you very much. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to say you better cool it on eating so much or else you're going to weigh 300 pounds.
Tell me something I don't know. Is that all you called to tell me, Greg? John?
That's it, Mike.
Good Thanks. Advice, John.
Good you know, call. Like that's a typical Northern California call.
If I ate smart for 8 or 10 weeks, I could weigh 300 pounds.
Greg, where are you calling from?
Hoodbridge.
All right, Hoodbridge, Virginia. What can we do for you?
Two things. One, did you wash it all down with a nice big Diet Coke?
I did. Yeah. I'm like the total fatty. I am embarrassed. Thank you very much for the call. Let's take one more, and then we have to get the Hollywood hot sheet. Let's go to... Oops, it's not working here. Hold on just a second.
I'm on.
Johnny from Germantown. Johnny, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
How are you?
Well, thanks. I just had to chime in here. I know about 6 months ago, maybe 8 months ago, there was a discussion on the program about Steak-ums and how there was no advertising for them.
Mm-hmm.
Got to tell you, I saw a Steak-ums commercial over the weekend.
Wow.
They live.
That's fantastic.
That's good. And after this, I would have eaten them if I'd been around yesterday. It would have been very, very exciting.
And I don't think the discussion had to do with whether or not there was advertising. The discussion was that my wife makes them all the time.
Yes. Well, you know, the question is who is going to die first. That's really the way it works. But enough of eating, Rob.
Yes.
Let's get right to it with our new music. We haven't done this. I don't think we've ever done this. It's actually the new feature called the Hollywood Hot Sheet on the Mike O'Mara Show, when we talk all things show business. And what the hell are you playing?
There's no business like show business.
Oh, God, you old queen. I swear to God.
You gave me 90 seconds to come up with theme music.
I said I'd like some, you know, it's the Hollywood Hot Sheet. Sure. I'd like some new music for it. And when I say that, I realize I'm going into puberty again. That is really a show sends you out. Who is it?
Sammy
Davis Jr.
Sir.
God damn. He knows what I like.
It's hard to say no to that, isn't it? That's
entertainment. All right, Hollywood Hot Sheet. Taylor Hicks says that David Archuleta is the next Wayne Newton.
Oh, no.
David's dad's not going to like this. Ex-Idol champ Taylor Hicks says David Archuleta reminds him of a young Wayne Newton. You know the American Idol. You watch it all the time, right?
Familiar, yes.
I can see that now that he says
How can you possibly see that?
Well, think of the young Wayne on the Lucy Show. Fresh-faced, apple-cheeked.
Look who's here, Ron.
I just want to say...
Hi, Wayne.
I'm so happy about David Archuleta, and it would be a compliment to have that young man stand up and be a mimic of me.
Now, I have a question for you. Have you been approached by...
Absolutely. We go to Rob Spiewak in the back corner, yes.
And you are...
I'm Wayne Newton. I almost said David Archuleta. He's waiting in my limousine outside. If you want to speak to him, too, he's welcome to come to my show in Branson. And I certainly hope he does. It's going
Not
to be
Vegas
fantastic.
Anymore?
Not Vegas. That kicks me out.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But I look forward to seeing all of you guys at the Birchmere again right here in Washington, D.C. He's a good kid with his father's influence.
Has anyone from Idol approached you about mentoring him?
Unfortunately, I put a call in.
I called
Simon Cowell.
Yes.
And I said, if you hire another guy like Neil Diamond, I'm going to come to that studio and I'm going to knock you right on your ass.
Oh, no. You said that to Simon.
Yes, that's right. I've got to go, fellas. Don't take care. Good to see each and every one of you.
But anyway, that's what he says. He says that it's actually Wayne Newton is similar to David Archuleta.
Lost a lot of weight.
Who's coming in now? I don't know.
Who is this? Oh, hi, David.
Oh. David Archuleta. Hi.
You know, Mr. Mr. Newton.
Yeah, he was just here.
What a thrill.
You were in his limo.
I'll come back when I don't have allergies.
Anyway, Hicks, whose career path has had about the same trajectory as a lead balloon since he was on Idol, tells the Louisville Courier-Journal that David is a young entertainer. And there could be ample opportunities for him. Who cares what Taylor Hicks
exactly.
says?
Exactly. What
anyway,
does he
right?
know?
It doesn't matter.
I just hope that David's allergies clear up by Tuesday.
That's a crying shame.
It
isn't
is
it?
Really sad.
Yes. David Archuleta, brought to you by Allarest. Would you pay $50,000, Buzz, to meet the next president?
Depends on who the next president is.
Every year, the people behind the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial auction. They auction off a bunch of pretty cool stuff for people with a ridiculous amount of disposable. Here are the 10 best things you can bid on before the auction closes on Wednesday. Number 10, $37,000.
Is that the starting bid?
It just says for $37,000. So it might be one of those silent auction deals. Mm-hmm. For $37,000, you can share a scene. Oh, Rob, this is right up our alley.
Yes.
You can share a scene with Johnny Depp in the upcoming movie.
Good.
Settle down.
And yeah, that's it. That's all. It means you don't have any lines, but you can be a featured extra.
But you get to see Johnny?
I guess you just rub elbows with him.
Stand there with
him.
Can
you touch Depp?
I have no idea. It doesn't say here. Number 9, you can get a private one-hour tennis lesson with Andre Agassi for $75,000.
That seems way overpriced.
That definitely. Number 8, $18,500. Gets you a tea at the Four Seasons with Alan Greenspan.
Hey.
Yes.
That's hot.
Who has to pay for the tea?
He's the one that's married to, what's her name, right?
I don't know who.
The lady from NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Andrea Mitchell.
I was thinking of Leslie Stahl.
Or you can meet Oprah after sitting in the VIP section during the taping of her show. How much do you think it costs to meet Oprah Winfrey?
Priceless.
Oprah, $100 million.
Come on, seriously.
I would say $20,000.
Buzz? Let's say $10,000.
$14,500.
In between.
Very close.
How much it'll cost to meet up with Barbara Walters Oh, and did she whore out that book on The View today?
Oh, did she?
Oh, God. And she's really pissing them all off because she's talking about her book exclusively, really going into detail with Oprah before she does it on The View, which I thought was kind of strange. But
That's odd.
Well, she's smart. She knows how to sell books.
Right.
Yeah, but
she's the Uber whore.
But doesn't she own The View?
Yeah, she owns The View, but I still think right now it's not necessarily about the ratings for The View as much as it's the bottom line going into Barbara's bank account.
I guess. That's weird, though.
She knows she can sell more books on Oprah.
How much do you think it'll cost to meet her, Barbara Walters, after a taping of The View?
I'd say $5,000.
Buzz?
I'll say $7,500.
Rob's closer, $2,050.
Ah. I can almost afford that. You know, on The View, she'll sell more of the big print edition.
Would you like to meet Owen Wilson at the L.A. premiere of his new movie, Marley?
A vial of Coke, and you can do that.
How much?
I would say for Owen Wilson, I'd say $5,000 for Owen Wilson.
I'll say $300.
I'm going to give it to Buzz, $2,050.
Same price as Barbara.
One of the cheapest things you can bid on is meeting with Diane Sawyer.
Oh.
You visit the set of Good Morning America. Bidding is only at $1,350.
She's very nice.
Tony Perkins is in on that.
Dinner with Steve Forbes. I like this.
What?
You get the dress Sharon Stone wore to the premiere of Basic Instinct. See, if it was from the movie.
Oh, that black dress?
I might be a little bit. Always. It was a white dress in Basic Instinct.
Oh, you're
Instinct.
Right. I'm sorry. Right. You're right.
She wore a black dress, I think, to the premiere. How much do you think that would go for?
The dress itself?
Mm-hmm.
$2,000?
This is the premiere. She wore this to the premiere of Basic Instinct.
I'll say $1,000.
Very close.
Mm-hmm. How much? I said $2,000.
$850.
Buzz again. Buzz, you're a much smarter shopper.
Oh, and
I guess this
dresses.
Is the biggie here. You be in the Washington for the inauguration of our next president. You get VIP sitting seating during the ceremony. Go to a bunch of balls.
Hey.
And you get to meet the next president. How much do you think that's going to cost?
You already told us.
Yes, you did.
$50,000.
Oh, is it $50,000? Yeah. I had that at the beginning. I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
All right. We've got a couple of sound bites here from Gary Coleman, who has been on divorce court. Gary blames his sexual issues on his kidney disease.
Sure. Now, Mike, there's nothing funny about
that. I should not be laughing at that. Do we have
Between
tape of that,
the Rob? Two of you, is that good?
I really don't like
mediocre.
To talk about my
mediocre
my intimacy life, but
mediocre. That's not her fault. I always feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders every day I get up. There are days I don't even want to get up.
And you think that has put a damper on your sex life?
Well, that and kidney disease has a way of suppressing the necessary endorphins and hormones that make you go,
I got
come
you. I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
You got physical issues.
That's
is that
not too scary? Is
he's
it?
Talking about his kidney disease and he can't perform sexually.
Yeah.
Anything else in the audio vault that's worthwhile?
Absolutely. How about Rosie this morning?
Oh, my God. I call Rob. I'm watching the last part of the Today Show, which has become seriously Satan television.
Yeah, the fourth hour of Today.
And I called Rob and I scream into the phone. I said, Satan has arrived on network television because on the set together for the very first time, maybe it wasn't the first time.
Might as well have
been. Rosie O'Donnell and Kathy Lee Gifford. And I said, you've got to roll tape on this, and this is Rosie on the last part of the Today Show.
Any kind of paint that you get, this is acrylic tile paint that
they're doing crafts.
Mm-hmm. Use any paint. Sometimes I take the loose leaf binders, with
again.
The circles.
Yes, yes.
Put them all over this, paint over it, and then when it's dry,
peel them off.
And you have perfect white and
stop it.
Yes,
that's smart.
Did you come up with that by yourself?
I did. I'm
what a woman. Because I have a lot of free time.
Wait for it.
Look at you're right. Jeff Zucker, the wind is blowing away our props. I have a rage disorder. Fix that. Jeez, that was scary. That was glass, and I didn't even mean
you
that.
You frightened even yourself.
But you know what? That's
now you know how we all feel around you.
You know what it's going to be? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Rosie loses her mind and breaks stuff.
Okay, it's fine. You're used to it.
So how do you deal with your kids about that?
Oh, God.
When they see that stuff
Listen
come
to
up
this.
On television.
They don't watch TV.
Really?
They go to the Waldorf school where there's a no media policy, and part of the deal of going to the school, you have to sign a contract that your children will not watch television, go on the computer, or play video games. And it's changed our family.
And your oldest is 13, and he doesn't watch TV?
He does not.
Wow.
Now, when they throw fits because they have rage too, what do you do about that?
They don't have rage. They just watch me and go, look, mommy's having rage.
Oh, my God.
You've heard of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
And you know what? During that entire segment, and they're doing a little cooking, like with the churros. Uh-huh. They're making churros for Cinco de Mayo. And Rosie, during the entire segment, did you see the little Band-Aid she had on her sausage finger? And she's at one point they have to dip the churros into the sugar and cinnamon solution, and Rosie
had sugar stuck to her Band-Aid.
She had Band-Aid.
Not
sugar
the
on
first
the Band-Aid.
Time.
Oh, lovely lady.
You son of a bitch! How many times did they tell you lose weight? Lose weight!
Lose weight.
Lose weight.
Rosie and all that.
My theory is that of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, Rosie and Kathy Lee are two of the horses.
And Hoda Kotb, as much as, you know, she's part of the conspiracy, you got to blame her now. I mean, really, she's part of it. She's there. And apparently, she recruited Kathy Lee.
Well, if you're not part of the problem.
But I did feel a little sorry for her because she was up there.
Stop.
I mean, with evil incarnate, and she's just over on the side having no idea what she has to do
and
with
she
all that.
She can't make a churro to save her life.
And finally, our last item on the Hollywood hot sheet, Tim McGraw, Rob, I know you were excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out with his own fragrance.
Oh, no.
It's called McGraw by Tim McGraw, and it's described.
Who helped him think up the name?
It's described as being spicy and woody and containing elements of lavender, sandalwood, nutmeg, and even aged whiskey.
So it smells like DJ Busby.
I tell you, this summer I'll be wearing McGraw. Looking forward to that.
Leather with a hint of corn.
No, I think DJ Busby is wearing Vomit today.
Oh, yes.
Yes. DJ Busby's new fragrance known as Vomit.
Vomit.
Boy, this show has flown by today.
Tell me about it.
We've got our very final look at the Buzzcast.
Already?
And that is coming up. Lots more fun and more thrills coming up on the big show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.